A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Kelly Geoghegan, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Kelly, I know that it's difficult for many people to try and get to sleep in this heat, but particularly for many children. Have you got any tips or advice on what we as parents can do to help our children get a good night's sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely have a few tips. The unfortunate thing about Ireland is we're not equipped for this warm weather. So by the time we acclimatise, it's over. So it's just about managing it as we go through this little heat wave and come out the other side without killing each other. Mm. So a couple of things that we have to keep in mind. Safety is the priority. So we don't want heavy blankets over buggies. If your baby's very young, we prefer to have a sleep in the bassinet where they've a little bit more space and room rather than the car seat where they're all squished in and getting hot and sweaty. Mm. So those little things can help keep baby safe. And also bath time. I'm a strong believer. I've traveled the world with families and I always use bath time as part of our bedtime routine. And during this heat wave, it can actually help. A tepid, not cold, not hot, a nice tepid bath can help lower the core temperature. And we sleep better in a cooler environment. And by having that tepid bath before bed is going to help as well. So that can help. Also, what I would recommend is during the daytime, so from like mid-afternoon in the hot heat, roll down the blinds in the house and put crack all the windows open and let a little bit of ventilation through the house. So even if you're in the bungalow or if you have, you know, you're in a townhouse, let the air circulate because heat rises. And if you are, if baby's bedroom is upstairs, that's where the heat is going to go. Mm. So again, a nice cool room is going to keep baby safe. And we're looking for a temperature in between 19 and 21 degrees in order to keep baby safe. I have a lot of parents saying baby's hot and bothered, the room is 28, 29, that's not really safe, right, you know, for a baby. So I would be suggesting to them invest in a fan to try and circulate the air. But there's no point in circulating warm air in a room. We have to try and cool the room. And little tips, like if you do have a desktop fan and you're putting it there, you can put cold bottles of water in front of it and that can blow and encourage colder air to go through the room. So when I'm working abroad, I normally blast the aircon if I'm in Dubai or Australia. Mm. I'll blast the aircon in the baby's sleep environment while we're doing the bath. And then when I go in, I'll close that cold air into the room, turn off the aircon or turn it on a very low setting and almost lock the cold air in for the first part of the night because the temperature does go down by about 2 degrees in the middle of the night. So it's just really for the first part of the night we're really trying to cool it down and then it should naturally cool down ever so slightly anyway.
How important is it to keep that routine? Because I know even for an older child, like I have a 7-year-old now, and it's impossible for him to even switch off because it's so bright outside and he knows that it's bright, even though, you know, if I have a blackout blind or whatever. But, you know, keeping that routine for children, it is difficult in the summertime.
It's very difficult, especially with your, like, I mean, 7-year-olds, you can kind of explain to them, they understand the concept of time. But your 3-year-old says, Mama, the sun is still up. It's not bedtime. You're like, it's bedtime. It's going to set. Yeah. Okay, but all we really can do is go crazy all the way up to dinner, go out in the garden, play with your water activities. That's another way of cooling children down, you know, out in the garden. But from dinner to bedtime, mentally start to wind them down for bed. Otherwise, they're wired. I feel like a 5 and 6, 7-year-old could handle a little bit more garden play, but your like 2 to 5-year-old can't. If you send them out to the garden after dinner, you're probably going to wind them up. It's like us going to the gym and then going to bed. We're going to take ages to wind down. Our body is tired, but our mind is bouncing. Okay, so quiet time. And also, I know it, you might be, I'll put them in front of a cartoon. Screens emit a blue light, and a blue light can impact the production and the release of melatonin in the brain. So screens late in the day are actually activating the brain, not winding us down. So keep that in mind. So books, puzzles, colouring, low stimulation activity late in the day.
And light clothing then, or even just, if it's a baby, just even a nappy, would that be okay?
I often find babies in a nappy will wake up. So you can get like a 0.5 sleep bag, or sorry, 0.2 sleep bag, as light as that. It's like a light cotton sheet. Now, it really does depend on each individual house. Mm. But did you ever fall asleep the past week on top of your covers? But at some point, you got under there.
Yeah.
A baby can't do that. Why did you get under there? Because the temperature outside dropped, but also, when we're in a deep sleep cycle, our core temperature drops by almost 2 degrees. The blood goes into the vital organs and our little handies and nose gets cool. So as adults, we can get under the covers or put our hands under our armpits or snuggle. Mm. You know, a baby will struggle to do that and they will wake up. So I would say observe the temperature at bedtime, but also the temperature at 3 a.m. and try and make a kind of happy medium in the middle, but keeping baby safe. And rather than your cozy flannelette fitted sheet, go with your lovely cotton cool fitted sheet as well.
If you're out during the day and baby needs to take a nap at its normal time, but you know, you're out at say the beach or whatever, like, are there, I know you were saying it's dangerous to put a blanket over the car seat or whatever, but are there, have you any tips on getting a child to go for a little nap during the day?
Yeah, so what you can do is try and cool baby down beforehand if possible, but also be cute about where you park your buggy. Can you park where there is a cool breeze going through? And there's no problem putting like a little shady as in stop the sun coming in, but we want ventilation. So the parasols are very good. They're annoying when you're going for a walk because the sun keeps moving. Every time you change direction, you're moving it. Mm. But they're great when you're having a parked buggy nap because they put the shade over the little exposed feet. But you've also got lots of ventilation going in. So I would say be careful where you're parking your buggy. If you've got a cooler bag with you on the beach, you can put your nappies in there and then you're putting like a nice cool nappy on baby's bottom right before they go down for a nap. That can help as well. And just make sure lots of hydration. When we sweat, we lose moisture and we don't want any baby to get hydrated. If mummy's breastfeeding, she may need to up the intake of water just to make sure that she stays safe and maintains her supply as well.
I know a lot of, I've been speaking to a lot of adults over the last few days and they're saying that they feel really drained from the sun and that they feel tired. Like, do children and babies have that same effect? Like, are they just really drained but then they can't maybe go to sleep because of the heat?
I feel like they can't, their wake windows aren't as long because it is taking a lot out of them. So with babies, try and balance up like active play outside with back inside, you know, so you're not exposing them for like 2.5 hours of full whack we're out in the sun. Try and balance it out if you're in a home environment. But yeah, I'm having a lot of parents who are saying, oh, like they were sleeping 2 minutes, Kelly. They just went to bed. They couldn't cope. They were gone,
yeah.
You know, so they just literally pass out. But if you miss the window of opportunity, then you're going to have a hot and bothered baby who's in an overtired state. So keeping close to your routine is important, but do bear in mind that they are going to be a little bit more tired on those really hot days.
Yeah, because I even see it in my own children at the minute and they just seem so tired in the evening times, but they don't want to go to bed because it's still bright outside.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell
my
them it's for your own good. Yeah. It is. It's a difficult time for them to try and switch off, isn't it?
it is. And you know what? We're not, as I said, we're not used to it. We've been locked in for so long.
Yeah.
Of course, we want to go out and about. You know, we just have to bear in mind they're still very little young people and they can only handle so much.
What about for the big babies? for us adults who have to get up early in the morning, but we just can't sleep with the heat.
With the heat. So I live in a little cottage and I have the blinds down, the windows open. There's a lovely cool breeze. It's actually cooler in my house now. It took me 2 years to learn this lesson. It was a sweat box. But I actually invested in a Dyson fan. One of my last maternity jobs was a new build house, and it was actually in October, but the room was dangerously warm, and I was like, this is not good for me, it's not good for the bubba. And they actually got a Dyson fan. I said, they're great, I'm going to get one of them. So that really helps with the adults. I would say don't ever have something on a strong power setting pointing straight at you. Again, blast it before you get into bed, then put on a low setting just back and forward. If you're using a traditional fan with blades on it and it's been in the shed for the past 6 months, clean it, because you're just going to get dust.
And why would you not have it blasted right at you?
Well, it'll dry out your nasal passage, your throat. You'll wake up feeling like you were hungover.
Oh, right.
So, and your eyes as well. So it might take moisture away from the room. So blasting it at you, like, oh, that's lovely and cool. But when you go into that deep sleep cycle, often you'll hear parents report that they'll either get sniffles or their eyes were completely dried out. So just be more, again, we're not used to it. So we don't make any kind of extreme changes to our sleep, because it can just unsettle us even more.
I have to say, I actually feel really sorry for anyone who's heavily pregnant in this weather as well.
I've had a few months. I'm helping with their toddlers, and they go, we're expecting the next one, have to get this one sleeping. I'm like, have you got a paddling pool for your toddler? Yeah, put your feet in it. Put a cloth, bring out a face cloth or a little baby muslin cloth. Put it into the fridge, put it on the back of your neck, put it on your chest, just to cool yourself down. Yeah, it must be tough going, bless them.
I know, it must indeed. Listen, Kelly, thanks so much. That's Kelly Gagan from Sleepy Stars joining us on The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Cork's 96 FM.